This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
And just like that, it's 5 o'clock.
And just like that, it is.
Kia ora, kia ora koutou katoa. Hello everybody out there listening into Sisterhood Sessions. Nō mai, haere mai. Thank you for coming. Who have we got here with us today? Tim Marie.
Roslyn.
Roslyn.
Kia ora.
Sarah, hello.
Sarah, it's us, it's the trio.
A trio. Oh,
what a lovely trio it is.
Isn't it?
We're a delightful bunch.
Like a triangle. Yeah. Is that the strongest shape, a triangle?
Probably.
I think so.
Like, actually strongest.
Yeah. Like,
it probably is. Like if you were to go from the centre.
Engineering-wise.
Engineering? Oh, I don't know, but I like that.
Let's go with it.
A cube you could cave in. Ooh. A circle you could crush.
A rectangle. Crush in the middle.
Crush in the middle. A triangle. You stabbed through your hand before you could do anything.
Aye. Like what angle are you going in that? You know, I don't know where that went, but.
Yeah.
Come back. Sisterhood Sessions. Mm. Kia ora. What is the date today, ladies?
It's like the 3rd of June.
Third of June.
Winter.
It is
3 days deep into winter. Happy winter.
And how mild is it?
I mean,
it's like it just got warm. It's
very mild, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to light the fire this morning, early hours, didn't. Just didn't suffer from it.
No.
It, you know, it's mild for winter. Touch wood.
Yeah. It'll come.
Well, we had one with frost the other morning. It was real hard ground frost.
Yes.
It's just the one.
Yeah. So we are now 3 days on the other side. Towards Christmas now, aren't we?
We are.
Is it June's mid-year?
Downhill
on the slide.
To spring and summer again.
Oh, yeah.
December 25th day, that's Christmas.
It is.
How many weeks?
Oh, God.
No, I'm not soon.
Oh, God. Oh. Well, you better get your Christmas tree ready, Roslyn.
Yeah, it'll be coming out shortly.
You've only just packed it away?
No, I'm not. I'm not. No.
So, fake tree or real tree?
Oh, I love a real tree.
Yeah.
But we're all allergic.
Do you know there's people that are just going to be, Jesus, people?
Yeah, they're going to be turning the radio station off.
I know.
Too soon. Oh, too much too soon. People are allergic to real Christmas trees, is it?
Yeah, like we all snip. But you can't beat the smell.
No.
Beautiful.
Like, it just smells like Christmas. Yeah. So I do love a real tree, but we did buy a fake one a few years ago.
Yeah.
Good
just because of the allergies.
Fear. Justified.
They just scatter their little needles everywhere, don't
just
they?
Just getting it in the house.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The drama.
Yeah.
But it's the smell and it's the, you know, it takes you back to all the memories. And
just picking out your
childhood
tree.
Memories. Yeah.
Try to pick one that looks good and they all end up looking pretty quite ugly.
Well, just a bit wonky. They're never
always
as straight
wonky.
As they look out in a paddock somewhere on the side of the road when you're heading over to Castle Hill or whatever.
Yeah.
Castle Hill.
Castle Point. I'm getting
Stronver. The usual haunts where one goes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So how was your, was it King's birthday weekend? How was it, ladies?
It was King's birthday. It's quite weird how it's like Queens and now it's Kings.
Yes. Kings. Did we actually change the birthday date or it's still the same date?
Good
getting a bit
question,
technical, Sarah.
Because it's actually meant to be the day of his coronation, isn't it? Is the Queen or the King's birthday, because it's not the day he's born.
Right.
No.
He's born in November. That's what I thought the birthday is. King's birthday is the day they
the
get coronated.
Day they were. Right. Okay.
Someone can fact check us.
Please. Let us know.
Yeah.
Stimulus.
But it is always nice having 3 days off. And it reminds you about, you know, as we wind down in life.
Yes.
Here in our late 40s.
Take us, Roz.
You know.
Meditation with Roz.
Working, you know, less and less, you know, imagine having like a 3-day or 4-day weekend every week.
3-day week. Three-day weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three on, four off.
Wouldn't that just be?
Wouldn't that be?
Yes.
Excellent.
It was excellent. I have worked 0.7.
Yes.
And it was, but it was rostered rotating shifts, so you never felt like you had a 3-day weekend or a 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, pity. Smallest violin there. But you'd work 1 day or 2 days and then have 1 day off.
Yeah, no, that's a bit stink.
Yeah.
Because it's not fixed, eh? Like, it could be, I don't know, you could have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off 1 week.
Mm. You can't plan anything.
Thursday, Friday the next. Yeah, you can't plan ahead of time. So it's a big violin.
Yeah, it's a big violin.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, that's what some of us sooner, some of us later might be able to do.
What are we talking about the other day? The KiwiSaver.
Yes.
I'm quite a way off my 4-day weekends.
Right.
Quite a way. That's all right.
It's well, this is actually what I wanted to talk about tonight was retirement.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, retirement, like, how serious? How you know, when do you start getting serious about it? Because I think I know for me, like until recently probably. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you've got your house and you kind of try to pay off your mortgage and that, but you kind of go, oh, I'm still young, you know, it's ages away, it's ages away. And then you kind of go, oh my gosh, like it's quite close.
Right.
And it's like you really need to start looking at, you know, like
fiscal situation.
Yeah, like what sort of retirement do you want?
Yeah.
You know, where do you want to live? What do you want to be doing? You know, and then if you look at that, you know, can you afford that? So have you thought about what you would like your retirement to look like?
2 minutes ago was the first time it entered my head.
Really?
Yes. I've not put thought toward it at all.
Uh-huh.
Like I have this utopia.
Yeah,
I have
Lotto.
Plan. Win lotto. I live at the beach. Mm. I don't work. Lady of leisure. Doing whatever I please. Whimsical life. But actually, how do you get there? I don't actually know. And if we retire at 65, how many years is that from now?
Not that many.
I've got 21 years.
Not many, if any.
Not many.
Have you done that?
So we've got like 16 years, less than 16 years.
I don't have 16 years to prepare for my utopia.
No.
I'm not going to get there.
You're screwed.
I am screwed.
You won the lotto. You could win the lotto.
I could go with the lotto plan, but maybe I should start thinking about it because I've not actually thought, oh, okay, it's 16 years away.
Yeah.
Gosh, because I took some of my KiwiSaver out, so my KiwiSaver's not going to set me up for that, for retirement.
No.
Yeah. What's your plan? Do you
My plan?
Yeah.
Wow. You know? I don't know. I don't know where I want to live, but I think I do want to be by the water.
Same. Mm.
I think I'd like, you know, imagine kind of like this house that's got beautiful views.
Yes.
Walking distance to the water.
Yes.
Probably the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And like I want to build a beautiful retirement home that's like purpose built for retirement.
Are you going to have lifts?
Well, I don't think of lifts. Like I wasn't thinking of the disabilities, but I was thinking
single story.
We've got
not a 2-story.
Me and my husband's side, you know, like, and probably in our side, we'd even have, you know, our own little kitchen and bar area. And then you've got like a big communal area in the middle. And then on the other side, it's like set up for like your children and grandchildren when they visit.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And like all your, you know, your sauna and your spa and your, everything just all cool. So you've just got a beautiful existence.
You've got like a resort.
Yes.
Everything you need.
Everything.
Yeah.
Under one roof.
God.
Yeah. That's what I want. Like I want to build a home to spend the next 20 years in. That's what I want.
That's selling such a me cool, the dream. I like the focus of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The drive to get there.
Yeah.
And community. So your kids have a homestead to go to, bring their kids, and they've got an entire wing, and they're not going to, you know, Nan and Cuddles got their own little space. And
yeah.
So they can play games or whatever it is that they do with the grandkids. And
still got some space, but then you can come together and
feel welcome and aikitanga. Oh,
that's so nice.
I want that.
I know.
Oh. Okay.
Well, it is something, you know, it is something we all need to think about.
I know.
And I am going to think about this, actually.
Because, you know, there's all, you know, there's super, but there is talk, and it probably will happen where the age we get that is going to increase. So it's going to go from 65 to 67 and then maybe even end up at 70.
Yep. Mm.
So a lot of us will have to work longer.
Yep.
And then the amount you get.
I know.
Is it 300 you know, if you, a week or something?
Well, if you're it depends earning. If you're a couple or single.
Right.
But if you're going from working full time to that.
Yeah.
Like.
It would be a shock.
It would be a shock.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not a massive amount of money. And if you have to pay rent on that while you're on super, you're in trouble, I think.
Cars, registration, warrants, tyres, maintenance. Just with
what things petrol, cost.
I said registration.
I'm getting insurance. Quite stressed and anxious.
Yeah, I feel an impending sense of doom. I need a plan for my retirement.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we can. It's better now than not doing anything, eh? You can do something.
Yeah, and then just reactively trying to figure out a plan.
I mean, you could even just increase the amount you put in KiwiSaver. You know?
10%, eh? And then can you do?
Well, you can put in whatever you want. I
contributions.
Think. Yeah.
Mm.
See, I'm sitting happily. What did I say I was doing? I'm like three or four percent.
Yes. I think I'm 3, but my KiwiSaver's in high risk.
Right, I've just so upped it, my risk.
Yeah, I've always been high risk. I give 6%.
Yeah,
I might increase mine actually.
And I plan probably from next year to go to 10%.
Yeah.
You're hardcore.
I'm going hard, mate.
Go hard and go home. I mean, in COVID 20, when we had our lockdown, was it 21? My KiwiSaver dropped about $1,500. Then it made its way back. And then recently it had a little dip with that potential World War III stuff that we've just had. But because it's high risk, it's still gaining.
Right.
Gain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will stay high risk and I'm probably going to up it to 10% for my utopian retirement. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Good conversation, Roslyn. Yeah,
what about you, Sarah? What's your retirement look like?
Yeah.
Well, it was always to, I want to live on a commune with my sisters and their families.
And head scarves?
And no headscarves, no, would be, you know, less headscarvy than others.
Like, would you wear blue one-piece dresses with white sneakers?
Smocking.
Yes.
Well, I'd learn to smock.
I love smocking
too.
Love that.
What I'd ideally want is actually pre-retirement. And it wouldn't be like a weird commune. It'd just be a large area of land where we've got our own little zones and a communal area.
People do that.
I know, do that. Cool.
And it is.
Like, it's communities growing each other, you know?
Yes. And like, grandchildren can be close to the grandparents and you can have all those connections.
Yep.
Which is
that are harder to maintain, with distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just need to have a bit of a corridor around where that's going to be.
So are the other people in your whānau keen on that?
Yeah, I think so. I know, I think Jude is. Can you text Jude? Please say yes. Rach, I think, would be. Yeah, I mean, we talk about it regularly.
But then it's the partners too, eh? Okay, you guys, sisters.
Yep.
But then, like, what about the partners?
I know, they actually get on quite well.
Yeah.
Like, Craig and James have known each other for pretty much the same. So James is Rachel's husband, and they've known each other for as long as we've been together. So that's 25 years of, you know, being brother-in-law. Mm. So they get on quite well, they're both really horizontal.
Yeah,
so they just sort of should we go for do something.
Okay. So where would it be?
Well, probably for practicality or practical purposes would be in Canterbury or the West Coast.
I did wonder if it was going to be down south.
Because it's closer to parents and things. Hell yes.
Oh.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Confirmed. Yeah.
Right. So she's keen.
She's in. Done.
Yeah, she's in.
Sorted.
So, yeah.
Like.
Be the ideal.
Like, that would be so cool if you actually did that.
I know.
And like, but when do you do it?
Well, I think ideally we would do it very soon.
Soon.
Because then the kids could sort of grow
up. So you're leaving work?
No. my financial status is not there yet.
Yet.
You know? So you've all got to have money to put in to buy the land.
To purchase.
We really do.
It's a pretty cool idea though.
And you wouldn't need to have a huge property each.
No.
Because you can, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a pretty cool vision.
It is.
I think maybe what would your step one be to get you to the goal? Like, what's the pathway?
Mm.
So, great to talk about it, but actively now start planning.
First step.
Where do we think this could be? Realistically, where can we afford?
Yeah.
I know.
How much do we need?
How much do we need?
You know?
Yeah. And is it space? No. Size.
Yeah.
Are you going to build on there or?
Yeah. Chances would probably be hook ticket actually. Container houses. Oh,
nice.
Jude. Mm. Like I'm really, and my dad's an engineer, so he could help us. He could help us with that, Jude.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You know, we could do it creatively and cheaply, I think. So, yeah.
Maybe you guys, step one is hooey.
Yeah,
let's get together.
Would be a hooey.
Next time you're face to face or online.
Yeah, actually, like put a plan into place.
I know.
Active. So it actually happens.
Actively doing it.
Yeah.
I love that. Imagine your happiness.
It would be so happy
living in your in your compound with your sisters and family, and all the kids are running in each other's houses, and
it'd be lovely.
And it doesn't matter where they sleep.
Yeah.
It could be aunties or Auntie Jude's, Auntie Rachel's, Auntie Sarah's.
People, like, have you seen, there's quite a few stories about whānau that do this. I've seen particularly whānau up north that take back sort of the Māori land, their whānau land, and do this.
Many generations.
It's like really cool.
It is very cool.
It's beautiful, actually, just all the different levels of generations, and the grandparents get to really share their knowledge and help grow the babies or the mukapuna, and it just strengthens everything. It's a win-win.
And then somebody's always there to care for the parents or the grandparents.
And it goes back to
the children.
Yeah.
It took a village.
Not just left for one person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that would be my ideal, but not necessarily retirement, but, just...
Next stage.
Yeah. I think that would be great.
Next phase.
Yeah, but then you'd be there and there'd be no need to really move for retirement, would there?
No. No, so it's a really good, solid, long-lasting plan,
What about if the children decide, I want space, can I build here too? Like, let's
Our offspring, like Izzy.
Izzy, she's like, okay, Mum, I want to build there and... start raising my family there, is that okay? And so like future proofing, succession planning.
And then,
love that idea.
A dynasty, but a really sort of average dynasty.
No,
that's amazing.
What is the meaning of dynasty? That's like wealth and power, isn't it? We'd have wealth of Kenans,
family capital, community capital is what you've got.
Community capital. Absolutely. Yeah. And some really cool
people.
Art stuff. Rachel make.
Crafting. Kombucha.
I could play my bag guitar.
Gardening.
Garden. Be excellent.
Sheep that you could get the wool and spin yarn and knit.
Around the fire pit.
Yeah. Oh, Craig is cooking.
I know. That'd be excellent.
Dream. Can you do some sort of Airbnb so we can... got some space and come down and experience.
Welcome.
And when we arrive, there is a gown that is smocked ready for us to put on.
And my deep
and my colours.
In my colour. In my colours.
The full experience.
Oh, yeah, you'd get it too.
Thank you.
Get the full experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I want to see some planning. Yeah, yeah, okay. This is cool. Okay.
Should we do a check-in?
Yes.
In 3 months' time.
That's probably a good time. Actually,
June, November, July, August.
After Ben Harper.
Oh, okay. After
we'll
Ben
all
Harper.
Be together then.
Okay.
I've been regularly checking. He has not replied to our invitation to come on to Arrow FM as a guest.
It's okay.
Shame on him. He's in Italy,
quite busy.
I think. Yeah, he's touring.
He's be touring.
Yeah, he is touring.
Yeah.
But still.
I love that you
I will remain hopeful. Yeah, of course. Listen to this. Can I just do one little shout out?
Yeah.
King's birthday weekend, we had a local rangatira, Matua Mike Kawuna, who was added to the member of the New Zealand Order of Merit.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
Yeah. So there has been a little write-up on him on Facebook. And so he, I've lost my spot. So his contribution to his iwi, the community, the marae, when I say the marae, he's part of Rangitane, the hapu, and pretty much all of the wairarapa. Wherever there's an opening, Matua Mike's there. Mm-hmm. He has kaumatua status, and he just upholds this beautiful Māori of aroha and respect, and
yeah,
I just think everyone that interacts with him feels his manaakitanga, and he's just this beautiful, strong tōtara, and we're just very lucky to have him.
Yeah.
Or actually, we're lucky to be here in his rohi with his iwi and his hapu. Yes, a shout out to Matua Mike.
Yeah, no.
That got the New Zealand Order of Merit.
Yeah, he is
amazing.
The man, isn't he?
He is the man.
He's always called on, and he's so
everywhere.
He's so funny too.
Yes,
hey,
light-hearted and doesn't stress. He just does the mahi.
Yep.
Constantly doing the mahi. So shout out to Whai Erina, the woman at his side, and his whānau, you know, because he's obviously here, there, and everywhere. Yes. So. They do share him with the entire community.
They do.
Yeah. Okay, shall we go to a waiata?
Let's.
So, the first song is a drum and bass song called Whole Place Lift.
Ooh.
And shout out to Bobby.
Oh, Bobby. Is this his jam?
Whole place lift, 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 whole place lift
Yep.
Wow. That was a short song. Oh, pause. We actually did not realise we'd moved on to the next song. So, Aroha mai, you're back with Te Marie. And Roslyn is now back with us.
Hold on.
Breathing heavily. So, sorry, I just ran out and had a mouthful of salt and vinegar chips. Just wanted to give some recognition to Matoa Mai, because I just think that's a really amazing thing for the Wairarapa to have someone recognised like that. Now, we generally have little huis before we get together, before the show, and I felt I had nothing to contribute because nothing came to my mind. Because, as you know, ladies, my mind is quite quiet these days. And so what I did do before I came in was I wrote a list of things I currently hate. And instead of being part of a positive conversation, this is all I can contribute. So I'm going to go through my list, and I've got it on the notes on my phone.
Of pet peeves.
And I've titled it Hates.
So it's not even pet peeves.
Hates.
No, it just says
hates.
Things. Yeah, go.
Hates.
Okay. I'm interested.
Same.
Top of the list. Great. People taking calls, cell phone calls, on their loudspeaker when they're in the room with other people.
Right.
I get extremely triggered. I find it very rude, and I find it very invasive of my space, because I feel like now, without consent, I'm a part of that conversation.
Right.
And I don't want to hear what other people are saying. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I get really triggered, and I currently hate that, because I feel it invades my space.
Now, can I add something here?
Please do.
No. So, I think maybe I'm going deaf, because every single time I talk on the mobile phone, I have to put it on speaker, otherwise I can't hear them.
Mm.
So I'm probably triggering you.
Well, maybe we need
you
to...
You hate me.
I don't hate you.
It's not you. It's she hates Rosa.
It's not you. It's there are two people that have recently done this in the last 24 hours, and I excuse myself, and I have to lock myself away, because...
Right.
It's I need to re-regulate emotion. Myself. Yeah, I just find it so rude and inconsiderate. Mm. But also, we should check your phone to make sure that your speaker's not broken.
Oh.
Because I don't...
Or...
I've not noticed that you're hearing impaired.
Mm.
Have you noticed that she's hearing impaired?
I notice in the house, like when... Like the kids might say something, and there's sort of a bit of noise around. I'm often having to say...
Oh.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
You know, so like I'm obviously not deaf.
No.
But I think
there is
it's
some
just not
subtle.
As good as it was.
Mm. Have you had a hearing test done recently?
It was an assessment on Roz. No, I haven't.
There's a hearing place, and I think you might get one for free, but
no,
I can't.
No, I'm not interested in this. Sorry.
You don't?
No, I don't want one. I don't want hearing aids. I don't want that disability yet.
I got a hearing check done at Mitre 10, actually, Ooh. Through the people that you were thinking of,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
And it was a really simple test. And yes. My hearing was still okay.
Mm.
But that was a while ago.
I don't think you need hearing aids.
No.
But it might give you insight into
what your
hearing is.
Yes,
this is where my hearing
is.
Currently is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might just need to get wax removed.
It could just be the wax. They might find the wax.
I'd love to get that done.
Ears to you.
I know.
There is.
Or yes. Audiologica or whatever.
Bay audiology? Roslyn.
Imagine if they like.
Okay. Okay, next hate.
Okay. No, it's.
Sorry.
No. Oh, it's not. It's. And I just want to say, because I have been in the office when you are on the phone and you turn it to speaker, but you walk out.
You do that.
And it's not intrusive. Mm. And yeah, it's just the last 24 hours, two people did it, and I found it very intrusive. Okay, so that was number one on the list called hates. Second one, eating food with mouth open, and you can hear every crunch and slop. It is no one in this room.
Okay, good.
And I heard it yesterday. It's no one in this room.
Oh,
and I had to excuse myself.
Again.
I'm going to be hyper aware of all these things now.
We're going to be vigilant in our eating and our speaking.
It was
eating
grapes, but.
Yeah. I know it.
Oh, it ground your gears.
Yeah. It's just, shoot. I need to learn to regulate myself with these little things. So.
Are you premenstrual?
I don't know. March, April, May, June. I'm 3 months. I'm a 4 monthly girl at the minute. Right. So potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially. But yeah.
Because breathing can annoy me when I'm premenstrual. But again, you never know when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because anyway, sorry.
Well, I don't know if this is premenstrual or this is just a new thing that I've decided this is what I hate.
Okay, next.
Okay, next one is, eating food with mouth open, rude, again, invasive, no consent given to be part of your eating experience. Kind of it's very foodie related, but, and again, it's no one in this room because I know you both chew gum, but it's when you chew gum but smack your gums together. So you can subtly chew gum. But it's when, like, I'm going to do the noise in aroha mai if you have food noise versions out there.
God. Yeah, I don't chew. I hate gum. I don't chew gum.
I feel sick listening to it.
It hits my jaw. Yeah. So I don't do gum either, but I do lozzies, and I probably do slop it around in there.
No, I've never
heard. No, it's a specific
chewing noise.
That you're smacking your gums together.
Right.
And chewing it, and your mouth is going open and closed.
Is there a regular person in your life who does it?
Yes.
Okay.
And my aversion to that is ramped up.
Oh, I see.
So, so chewing gums while smacking gums, inconsiderate. So that's on my hate list. And that's all I got to.
That's it. That's not bad.
Those are the top topics.
I mean, most people would find those things irritating.
Yeah. Yep.
I find it rude and very inconsiderate.
Right.
And why don't you have that self-awareness to hear yourself eating wildly and loudly and
rudely,
or just having your cell phone on loudspeaker whilst close to other people.
I guess though, some people don't have much self-awareness. And then if you've never had it pointed out to you that it could be annoying someone or could be offensive, you just may not be aware.
No. I suppose you don't know what you don't know.
So maybe you need to address this with these people.
Yes, I do. I have with one person, but another one, the most recent one, I have not. So I do need to take action though. Otherwise, it's just going to sit in me and
don't
stew on it and take it to a radio show and write a whole list about it.
If you're eggs towards those things.
They may be listening and know who they are.
Well, I hope they're listening. No, they're not listening because they don't listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
I've already asked them. So,
Hello.
So there we have it.
There we have it. Maybe we should do, like, every fortnight for the next... We'll do a hate list.
I hate.
Or a love list. We could take turns just doing lists.
Hate and a love. These are the things I love. These are the things I hate. Yeah. Well, okay, good. Yes.
Okay.
It's a nice initiation of thing there.
Okay, I like that. I'm going to keep a little list.
Okay, good. Good.
Good.
What else are we talking about today, ladies?
Well, Sarah did have something.
That's me tapped out.
Something. I did. Well, that was a great tap in. I liked it. It's a hard act to follow, actually. So the segue was going to be, what did you do this weekend, Sarah? Well, funny you should say that. On Saturday, There's a bit of a story.
Okay.
Okay, so we've been in our little whare for 18 years.
Wow.
Or whatever.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't know however long.
Lovely.
First year nursing student, bought our first home.
Aww.
Lovely. And we've had what I fondly refer to as a laundry vestibule.
Yes.
Outside.
Yes.
Okay. So imagine you've got your deck out there and you've got a little overhang from the house and it makes a nook for your washer.
Yes.
And we put the dryer out there too because we decided at one point we needed a dryer. Anyway, God, I can go on and on and on, can't I? They continuously get wet. We've gone through I don't know how many effing washing machines in the last 18 years.
Mm.
It would be 10 probably because they absolutely fuck out.
Right.
Craigo's very handy and he'll fix them twice.
Yeah.
And then we get, I don't know, a payout of something, so I buy a new one, whatever. And then that one dies. So
it's the conditions, isn't it, outside?
It's the conditions. Mm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, moisture and the electrics. And
Just doesn't bode well.
Hmm.
So anyway, this day, I'd had a coffee.
Oh, Sarah and coffee.
I know. I never drink coffee because it elevates my heart rate and makes me anxious.
Can I ask one question?
Go.
Why did you decide to have coffee that day?
Yeah.
Craigo said, oh, do you want a coffee? And I said, no. And then I said, oh, would you make me a weak one? Because I smelt his coffee and it smelled so good.
Mm.
So anyway, I had this coffee. And you can just imagine Izzy and Craigo in the lounge going, rubbing their hands together in delight because Mum's going to go shopping. Anyway, I get that from my mum, I think. So we went to Harvey Norman just for a look.
As you do.
Because it was fun, you know.
Because you're on the caffeine.
We're on the caffeine. Yeah. We're having a look. Anyway, Craigo says, hey, we could get this and put it in the kitchen. And I went, could we? Anyway, upshot is, I pulled out the gem card. We've got a beautiful new washer dryer tower. And Craigo, we got it home and he said, you know, we've just chopped from the expensive wall and Hardly Normal. And I said, we have to. So we've got this lovely washer dryer tower in the house.
In the house.
Yeah. That's game changer.
Wow.
It's a game changer.
Well deserved. Like,
it really is.
It really is. You haven't got the washing pile out there in the rain getting mouldy and wet and yucky smelly.
Yes.
Oh.
How did you fit it in the house?
So, I'm incredibly lucky and Craig's real handy.
Mm-hmm.
He cut a cupboard off.
Yes.
We shuffled the fridge over. We drilled a hole in the floor, fed up a hose. Both for receival of water and departure of water.
Yes.
And plumbed it all in. And
Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
I would love to see a photo.
I've got a photo.
Of your tower.
I'm going to show you. Please show me. I'm going
to pull it up. I'm so excited for you.
That is my, really, that's my cool thing.
So that was your King's birthday weekend.
That got us onto another conversation, though. Like, what is the that you put up with. Do you know what I mean?
I do. You know, I think these things that we use all the time.
Dude, I've just found, I've just found a little series of text messages. So Dad's got a good block of land, Kaihino. It's right on the beach. It's beautiful.
He's already got it.
Oh, right. And I had thought about that, but I couldn't imagine it fitting like three other houses on it. But anyway, we'll discuss that at our hui, girl. Container houses, masseuse on hand.
You just need to go up. Don't go outward.
Go up.
Go up.
I know.
Hmm.
There's this house building place called Friday Homes. Has anybody looked at Friday Homes?
My brother used to work for Friday Homes.
Did he?
I kid you not.
I saw this house. It's got a tiny footprint, two-story, cute as a button.
Ooh.
I've got my eye on it, and I reckon we could get several of those.
Right by the beach. Your dad already owns it.
I know.
Wow.
perfect.
God, it's perfect. Anyway, sorry, I'm going to find the photo.
How exciting.
Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, no, but, you know, these things that we use all the time, so your washing machine, your dryer.
Yes.
Think of your bed.
Yes.
You spend half your life in bed.
You can't see the whole thing.
And how many of us sleep in beds that aren't great or aren't comfortable?
Now, the angle's not right there. The
I'm sorry, I'm just fixated covered. With this image. Of this, it looks like a spaceship. Look at
it's beautiful
all
and new.
Buttons and electronic. And
did you find the water receptacle?
Craig plumbed it out.
Oh, no way!
Can you tell me how much that was?
So it was the last.
Oh, King's birthday special or something.
King's birthday special, and they have. Sorry, I'm off the air. It was $2.9.
That's pretty good.
That's actually really good for what I've just seen.
Last of line, because there's a safety thing. There was an incident in Australia. You need two buttons now to lock a washing machine. This one has a one button lock. And there was an incident that resulted in a traumatic event. So they're not making them like that anymore.
Right.
So it's got a good deal on an expensive bit of kit.
Looks amazing.
It's awesome.
And it's on the gem card, so it's interest-free. Years.
Yeah.
So
it's nothing.
I'm just going to put $50 on it.
I know.
Yeah.
So good.
How exciting.
So I feel all bougie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
back
no.
Back to the beds.
I mean, but anything, you know, is it your bed, just all the things we kind of put up with and we don't actually spend our money on things that we use all the time.
Mm.
Like we spend our money on other stuff that...
We don't,
hey.
Remember when we bought those beautiful pillows?
Yes.
From that shop that was going out?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they were a good price.
I still love my pillow every night.
I still love my pillow every night too. My pillow, I love you.
I do.
Yeah, I didn't get a pillow.
Oh, you
did not get a pillow?
No, I didn't. They got bought up.
Oh, no.
That's okay. But I know what you meant.
I could lend you one.
No. It's fine. So James and I, we always invest in a good bed.
Yes.
Right.
So before we had kids, well, actually, we purchased a bed. It was cheap back then. It was like this deal you got. So you paid $9.99. You got the queen bed, dressers, bedside tables, you know. So we had that for about 10 years. Then we purchased another bed.
Mm.
Had that probably, I don't know, 8 years. Then, so we do buy new. But because we're both big, we would get the roll together.
Yes.
And so we were wrecking our bed. So we always invested in having a really good bed.
Yep.
And our current bed, I think, is about 3 years old. I think.
Yeah.
But prior to that, we would swap the mattress around.
Yes.
This is when we were first, because there was a spring and it would dig in. And we actually couldn't do anything about it. We weren't in any financial position to purchase the bed.
To.
So
yeah.
We just put up with it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put up with any more. Oh, God, this sounds really precious. Mm. But do you know what I would plumb in every time in every house that I will live in forever and ever I'm in now?
What?
A dishwasher.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I would. I love our dishwasher.
I can't understand why anyone would live without a dishwasher.
I do like washing dishes in winter.
Yeah.
But I don't like the accumulation of crap on the bench.
On the bench.
Yeah. I can't be doing it.
No.
That's so annoying to me.
No. You know, our dishwasher has pooed itself.
Yeah.
So was it the top or the bottom? I can't remember. And I heard this gzz, gzz.
Mm.
And I'd be like, I wonder what that noise is. Start her back up. She'd go. Burning smells. And
is it a drawer? Was it
it's the double drawer one, and I cooked it.
Oh.
And so I flooded it and then kept turning it on. And anyway.
Oh, no.
So that's probably 2 months ago. So I'm doing dishes.
I'm doing dishes.
And currently no plans to get dishwasher fixed, just putting up with it.
Wow.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know why. We're doing nothing about it. I'm just standing, stood at my sink doing my dishes.
Wow.
And currently there's a stack of, they're clean.
Oh, that's
probably dry,
nice.
Just haven't put them away, just sitting on the bench.
I don't mind the clean, dry dishes.
No,
but it's the
dirty ones.
Stack of the dirty. There, eh? Yeah. You've got to do them straight away because otherwise it does stack up because you've got no dishwasher to hide them in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So.
But there is something wholesome about it too. Maybe I was a bit, like, I don't know, a bit quick with my dishwasher remark.
Well, I used to. No, I don't think so. I hated doing the dishes because we come from a big family.
I know.
Stood there like
when
at the mirror almost.
It took you 3 hours.
And then the dish, the, what's the, oh my gosh, the fabric thing that you dry the dishes with?
The tea towel.
Tea towel, thank you. It's sopping wet and, yep. You know, the trauma that comes with that. But at the minute, it's a novelty.
Yeah.
And I've bought new.
Tea towels.
I bought new tea towels in the colour that I like, but also I'm now on this new loose dinnerware vibe where nothing matches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't like three or four of anything. Yep. And so part of doing the dishes is all my new cutlery.
Oh,
and it looks cute on the bench.
Yeah. It's probably all right because it's just you two.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, like if you had a few kids at home and there was, you know, it would probably annoy you more.
Even just one kid at home.
Yeah.
Would double the dishes. And I'd be trigger bombing everywhere.
Because I'm the same. I don't mind doing dishes. I grew up doing them. Don't mind it at all. But I think it is that just those dishes on the bench just are irritating. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to, you know how we're like, we're not going to buy anything. I've been buying loose cutlery.
Oh, but that's
And cookware.
And cookware.
And, yeah.
let's just, come clean with our
Yeah, I'm big appliances.
Yep. Oh, you did do a big picture.
I did. Big ticket item.
Yep. I bought a new heat pump from Harvey Norman last week.
It's all coming out now.
Yes. Well, our heat pump's broken.
Oh. You needed one. Yep. You need to be warm.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had to buy
Day new. Three of winter.
Yeah.
Be good. Be good.
But I haven't bought any new clothes.
Ah.
But I have had them in the cart quite often.
Yes.
And then I've gone, no. And
no.
And closed it.
Naughty girl. This is a brand new purchase.
I noticed that. It's so lovely. Is that like possum or something?
It's glistens. It so it's, I've got no idea what it is. But I like to colour.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Like, yeah, and the pants I'm wearing,
it's very snuggly,
are also new. Can I just show what I've bought in for the first time? Talked about it for a year.
Go.
My fake Louis Vuitton. This is the bag that I've not brought into the office. Oh, and it's a fake Louis Vuitton, but it's not bad.
It's a nice looking one,
great.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
And I wore it because...
Yeah.
The pink on the brown.
Yes.
Oh, I love
it. Goes really well.
Brown. So that's the only reason.
You should definitely use that more.
Do you think?
Yes. It looks good.
It's a great bag.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Use it.
Thank you. I did pop into Newwood on the way here to get some chips, and a lady actually gave me a compliment on my outfit.
Well, here we
because
go.
You look fly, sister.
McGlasson's jumper and my fake Louis Vuitton. Yeah. So... Shall we go to a whiter?
Yeah.
Shall we?
So it looks like we've got lined up The Cure.
Mm. Excellent.
The Love Cats.
Love Cats.
Great stuff.
I dedicated to my daughter Ocean.
Oh,
favourite song.
Is it?
No.
No.
Oh. Like every time we play it, it comes on at home, I can't help but dance.
Oh.
Do.
And they just always laugh at me because it's pathetic. It's okay. Terrible.
We are going to go to...
We know you can bust a move, girl.
The Love Cats by The Cure, and Rosalind's going to do us a dance.
Do us a dance.
No, I'm not. No, just imagine me dancing.
Tigers, oh, we couldn't get closer than this. The way we walk. getting bigger and sleeker and wider and brighter. We bite and scratch and scream all night. Let's go and throw all the songs we know into the sea. You and me, all the years and no one heard. I'll show you in spring, it's a treacherous thing. We miss you, yes. Love cats. So wonderfully, 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 wonderfully pretty.
Sorry for the pause.
You're killed us.
I'm not a swish. Sarah.
Oh, you're so swish. Swish.
What a good
much
song.
More swish. It was a great song.
Love The Cure. What's the one called? Is it I Spy? Is there one called I Spy?
Lullaby?
Oh, Lullaby. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Is it another Cure? Oh, yes. Oh, shit. Sorry.
What are you doing, Sarah?
I was trying to look up. Yeah, you. Anyway,
Sarah has something to tell us about and a development in her life.
A new development. She's got a lot of development today, Sarah.
Was it the Sarah era? Did I say the other fortnight? It's the Sarah era.
We are in the Sarah era.
Sarah's in the Sarah era.
I love this.
It's quite fun to say.
Sarah's in the Sarah era.
Sarah era. I said to a friend recently, do you think I should go to, where is it that people go for their teeth? Turkey.
Turkey.
Oh, Turkey teeth.
I should go to Turkey.
Turkey.
Get my teeth ripped out and twisted back in. And she said, no, why would you do that?
Mm.
And I said, because I'd quite like to have no gap in my teeth.
Mm.
Anyway, so then I went to Roz to work with this thought.
Mm.
So Roz debriefed with me.
Yes.
And after about half an hour of me going, I made an appointment with Lumino Dentists in Masterton.
Yes.
And I'm teed up to get me some. What are you giggling at,
just
though?
Just the way you're telling the story.
I know.
Your teeth are teed up.
It's entertaining.
It's good. I like the accent you're giving us.
Was I?
You're giving us the accent, yeah. Anyway, Sarah, go.
Sarah decided to make an appointment with a lovely dentist who said that we've got some groundwork to sort out first, but then I could get Invisalign.
Wow.
I said, am I too old for Invisalign?
Is there an age limit?
No, there is not.
Of course no.
There is not. I'm really delighted by the potential.
Yes.
And I will be actually physically crushed if he says, actually, your teeth are a bit poked. I can't do it.
No, but he didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
No. So what do you know about Invisalign? Is there anything you could share with people that don't know anything about Invisalign? I can't even say it.
Yes. I had originally gone in and said braces because I thought maybe that would be more cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, look, I don't do braces, but I do Invisalign. Mm. Invisalign is basically they take a cast or digital imaging of your jaw and your teeth.
Okay.
They create a cast. And then what I'm imagining is they create like this, what are they called?
Like a plate or something. Yeah.
But that plate, they probably, what's it called where you do like the building of plastic things in a machine?
A mold.
3D printing.
3D type. Printing.
Yes. Yeah.
I reckon they probably 3D print a subtly different plate every 2 weeks. So they just send you a new plate.
Oh, is that what they do?
I think so. That's the impression I get from my
research. So it slowly moves them.
Teeth. So it might hurt a little bit at first.
It will be uncomfortable, probably.
So do you wear it all the time?
You have to wear it 20 to 22 hours a day.
Right. Yeah. But it's clear.
It's clear. I'll probably have to learn to talk without my lips getting stuck in it so the aunkunga will laugh at me. But that's okay. I'll be like, you can laugh all you like.
You'll adjust.
Yeah. And everyone adjusts when people get braces and stuff. You just get used to it.
You do. Yep.
Mm. Wow, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It's an investment.
It is.
For you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Imagine if you got to like I never sort of thought of myself as being really unhappy with who I am. But I really have never liked my teeth, obviously. Mm. So if I can change it at 44.
Yes.
Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you?
If I could.
Exactly. I mean, I have two people close to me who in their 40s have one had Invisalign, the other had braces because of their teeth.
Isn't it funny?
So I think absolutely go for it.
Cool. Same. And they're happy? Have they finished their course?
Mm, yeah.
No, good.
Yeah, massively happy because it's probably something that they should have had when they were younger.
I know. Yep.
But they didn't for whatever reason.
That's
And here you are making those decisions for you. Which is well deserved and justified.
Cool.
And there's no age limit. We can do whatever we want.
We can.
Even if someone does choose to go to Turkey to get their teeth done or Thailand or
wherever.
Do whatever
wherever
you want.
You choose.
Your life.
It's your life.
Imagine if you feel like if I woke up at the end of a year or however long it takes and thought, I'm awesome. Like, I feel great about myself and who I am with everything. Realigned, you know.
Yes.
Imagine the power in that.
It's just self-care, self-love. Yeah. And when you actively engage in self-love and self-care, you show others like you've got a daughter. This is what it looks like. And it's I believe it's empowerment.
Oh yeah.
And so don't let and others will come up to you and say, you know, me, myself, because I went off and I went to Turkey and I had a gastric bypass and there had been comments about, you know, I'm not sure if I'm that vain.
Mm.
You know, it's like, you know, this is...
It's about how you feel in yourself.
For me, it wasn't about vanity. It was about a bit of health. Yes, a bit of what I looked like, but more about how I feel inside.
Yeah.
And one of the best decisions. So if anyone says to you, oh, you know, Sarah, don't listen to them because that, you know, that's their perception and you can't control other people's opinions because we're all allowed in our opinion.
Yeah.
Stay on your Sarah era.
Yes.
Just with the teeth thing. Like It wasn't about going to Turkey and even the vanity of it or whatever. It was about the fact that it would be such an arduous thing to have to get your teeth removed in Turkey. Mm. You have to wear, like, dentures.
Yes, I'm just remembering.
Then I would have to go back to Turkey to get my teeth.
Or your new ones, like, drilled in. Nick did that, eh? So, I watched a journey. I also agree. It feels very long and drawn out.
And I just don't think that I would... Yeah, it would be
That's a commitment.
An investment, really. Invisalign
will
be cheaper.
And just fit into your life, you know, appointments here in town. And
exactly.
Just it's not that invasive.
No.
You know, it's just like mouth guards that are a little bit uncomfortable, maybe. And
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for listening.
Yeah. No, I love that point you made, T, about... you doing things for yourself and that gives your child. I think it gives your children confidence seeing their mother looking after herself.
Yes, this is what it looks like.
I think it's fantastic.
Self-investment. And because you're not like self-obsessed and narcissistic and it's all about you and, you know, this is just what it looks like. You do have to have the balance, obviously, like you still got to care and nurture for your kids, but this is just one part of being a parent. And role modelling.
Yes.
Self-care.
Yep.
Self-love.
Yep.
And just doing it anyway, regardless of what people might want to say and try and be a barrier, because it's not what they would do, but, you know, we're all different. We've all got different values and reasons for doing the things we do, so.
Yeah.
Hashtag Sarah Era.
Yeah, yeah.
Era.
But to be fair, I mean, I don't think many people would have anything negative to say about it. I mean, have you ever thought anything negative about someone getting dental work?
No.
Hey.
No, not at all.
The person was just trying to say that I, you know.
Why worry about it?
Yeah. Oh, yep. Got you.
That was what it was. It wasn't anything, I don't think.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
But equally, that person hasn't lived with a gap that she could fit. Siggy filters in whole life, you know. Not that I do that anymore.
No,
but I could.
Put a lozenge in.
Yeah. Sideways.
Yeah.
Should I try? And these are the upgraded teeth that have been filled in.
Mm.
So this is gross.
What are we doing, ladies?
Trying to fit a lozenge in the cap.
Okay, there we go.